Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. If you're a fan of Wilco, the great Chicago-based rock band that's helped define the alt-country movement for the past two decades, then you should head out to North Adams, Massachusetts this weekend. That's where some 10,000 music fans will be, at the Solid Sound Festival at the Mass MoCA Museum. Wilco is the driving force behind the festival, and the band will play two sets, one acoustic and one electric.
Jesus, don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want.
There'll also be a bunch of other bands as well as comedians. We spoke to Wilco's lead singer, Jeff Tweedy, about the band and about the inspiration behind the Solid Sound Festival, which started back in 2011.
The original idea was to put together a festival that maybe painted a fuller picture of Wilco's musical environment. I don't know, you know, have some fun with curating some comedy and some art and whatever else we could think of. Falconry, dunk tanks, you know.
Comedy, falconry, dump tanks, and of course Wilco. Yeah, it sounds great.
And what did you guys love about Mass MoCA as a venue?
It's a factory. It was an electronics factory. I think before that it was a textile mill. So there's just so much indoor space along with these courtyards in between the buildings, and there's a field nearby, which was really appealing to me because a lot of summer festivals, I think one of the things that's really brutal about them is there being really no relief from the sun and the heat. And it makes me sound like an old man, but I've always hated that, even as a young person.
No, it doesn't make you sound like an old man. It makes you sound human. Getting out of the sun or the rain or the elements, we all need to do that every now
and
then.
Well, not only that, but I think that it's more, to me, it's more musical to be somewhere quiet in between seeing some music that you're really enjoying. People can kind of hide out and let their ears rest for a moment. I think music sounds better when you have that opportunity.
I am an American aquarium drinker. I assassin down the avenue. I'm hiding out.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about what you're going to be doing at Solid Sound. On your recent tour, you've been playing a lot of acoustic songs, and I've heard that you plan to make one of your performances at Solid Sound entirely acoustic.
Well, acoustic shows I've done by myself over the years, I've always tried to do at least one song into a theater without the PA. That's how these theaters were designed. They weren't designed to have enormous PAs put into them. And I got really comfortable doing that. I guess on the little run of shows we did here in Chicago, I just thought, why can't we all just go step up closer to the front of the stage and do this as a band? Because we rehearse that way a lot, and it's a challenge, but it's really this kind of an electric connection that I've never really felt as strongly as since we've started doing this.
Interesting. I want to ask you about something else that you've done at Solid Sound. One of your performances at the last festival in 2013 was all covers, and we're going to play a little bit here. Here you are performing Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
I've never known the
Jeff Tweedy, what made you decide to do all covers for that set?
Well, I think it was just maybe show off a little bit as a little rock orchestra that can kind of take on a lot of different things. I don't know. We tried to mix it up, not all highbrow or lowbrow or nobrow. You know, ABBA songs and Television songs and Pavement songs and Daft Punk. But we tried our best to stay true to the album arrangements on everything. We didn't spend any time reimagining the songs. We just wanted to see how close we could get and basically be kind of like a big jukebox.
So tell me something about the other bands that are playing this weekend at Solid Sound. What are you excited about?
You know, one of the fun things about getting to put on your own festival is we're excited about everything. You know, everybody that's going to be playing is something that, as a band, we were excited about, from Charles Lloyd to Shabazz Palaces to Parquet Courts, Mac DeMarco, Richard Thompson, King Sunny Ade. I'm really excited about all of it.
You're also going to be performing with your son, Spencer. He's 19 years old at the festival this weekend, and you have a band with him called Tweety. And you guys released your first album, Suki Ray, and that came out just last year. So let's listen to a bit of a song off of that called Where My Love.
I sailed away. Hold you long enough. All my love has gone. All my love has gone.
What's it been like to play with Spencer?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, we've been playing together for a very long time. Even before I think Spencer could talk, we've been making sounds together, and I think that develops an incredible intuition musically that I've never really shared with other people as much as I seem to share with my own DNA.
I wanna see what you and I become.
I'm curious about the sort of father son, mentor, mentee relationship. And I'm wondering if there's this moment where, you know, he's learning from you, but then suddenly, I don't know, are you suddenly learning from him? And
student becomes master.
Yeah.
Spencer's been very, very, very good for a long time. And in my opinion, he's a much more natural musician than I am. And I've learned a lot from him.
There's a great clip from the 2002 documentary, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart, where Spencer is just six and he's slapping his legs to the beat of one of your songs, and he wants you to guess what song it is. I just want to listen to this for a minute.
Tell me.
It's something with a drum.
Heavy metal drummer.
Yes.
Heavy metal drummer. How's that going? I sincerely miss those heavy metal fans. Used to go see on the landing in the sun.
Okay, but from that I take it that music, specifically drumming, is something that he's been doing that he was born to do, it sounds like.
He's gotten better.
She fell in love with the drummer, she fell in love.
That breaks my heart. That's such a sweet moment.
Now, I understand that your wife and Spencer's mom, Susan Miller Tweety, she didn't want you and Spencer touring together. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that she didn't not want us to tour together. She didn't want Spencer to take a year off from going to college after he graduated high school. And that was a hard pill to swallow because she was very excited for him to go to college, and as am I. But I think it worked out for the best, and we, you know, got to take a lap around the country and see Europe a little bit. And yeah, she's on board. If he doesn't go to school in the fall, though, I think that Spencer and I probably will be looking for an apartment.
Okay. Well, I'll keep an ear out here in Boston. let us know if you need a place. Well, you guys, Wilco, you've had quite a run. You marked 20 years last year. You put out a 4-CD set, Alpha Mike Foxtrot, Rare Tracks, 1994 to 2014. And I just want to ask you about 20 years. I can't believe it's 20 years. It makes me feel old. But how do you explain the band's longevity? That's quite a run.
I just chalk it up to working and being eager to work, you know, happy to work, and taking advantage of people wanting us to come play. And there's a desire to get better still. I think there's even maybe more of a desire than when we first started.
Maybe this sounds cliche, but the way I would describe it is your songs really connect with people.
And you're back in your old neighborhood. Cigarettes taste so good, but you're so misunderstood. You're so misunderstood.
That's what I think most people want when they listen to music. I mean, and there are certain specific types of music that don't depend upon an emotional connection. They have maybe a kinetic connection, or, you know, music with lyrics, if it makes me feel something, then it could possibly connect with somebody. And that's really the only criteria I have, or the only gauge I have to work with. The listener really creates the emotion by what they're able to bring to it and put into it, and how they're able to interpret what's happening. And maybe there's been enough room inside what we've done musically and lyrically for people to pour themselves into it and become a part of it. And that's something I don't know how to describe, how you would do that intentionally. I just hope it's there, because that's how I feel it.
So that's Jeff Tweedy. He's a songwriter, musician, record producer, and leader of the band Wilco. The band founded the music festival Solid Sound, which takes place this weekend at Mass Mocha in North Adams. You can find more information at radioboston.org. Jeff Tweedy, thank you so much. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll see you in person sometime.
Darling disasters.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, with help from Jake Lucas. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join me again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.